This week on the R Beat, we're going to talk a little bit about Prohibition, Lexington's 7th annual celebration of street art. Public murals are being created at various locations around town, including at the Loudon House. We're joined by Stephanie Harris and Mark Mazingo of the Lexington Art League. Thank you all so much for coming back into WKY.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Has the Art League always been involved with Prohibition?
No. So 2 years ago was the official start of our partnership. Jessica Winters and I, we've known each other for a while, and we've been talking about this kind of casually. And then we were just having lunch one day, and it kind of came up again. And we talked about, you know, how they've always featured a local artist exhibition along with their muralists that they bring in from outside of the city, the state, even the country. And so she said, you know, that would be really cool if it could be in a gallery. I'm like, you know, that would be wonderful for us because then we would get to work with another group of artists that typically don't have an opportunity to have a gallery showing. So we're able to, you know, receive all the work for them, install the work, where before they were just bringing their stuff and having to hang it up in places that, and again, I think that that was part of the feeling and part of the kind of, you know, pop-up nature of what was happening in the first few years. But now it's really lovely for the artists because they have an opportunity to have a formal gallery showing. We do sell the work, and it is the only commission-free sale that we do every year. So all of the proceeds go directly back to local artists.
Friday, October 20th, there's a soft opening for the event. Explain, Mark, what exactly is a soft opening?
Sure. So the soft opening this Friday is a chance for people to kind of see the works in progress. We will have the artists on site still installing the murals on the interior walls and the exterior of the Loudon House. We have an artist named Jessica Sabagal who will be there giving kind of an informal artist talk. It's just a really great chance to kind of interact with the artists. There may be some interactive activities, and that's all free to the public, and that's from 6 to 9 this Friday, October 20th.
And speaking of interactive, you've got something really cool the next day on that Saturday, a workshop to make murals. I think this is something I've always thought it would be really interesting to do, and I can see it would be, you know, if you're just starting out, maybe a little intimidating, so it's nice to have somebody to help explain it.
Absolutely. So on Saturday, Graham Allen, who is a local artist, will be leading a mural workshop, and that will include all the materials. And it's just a chance for artists and maybe budding artists alike to kind of try their hand at making something like a large-scale mural.
And this is going to be on-site at the Loudon House?
Yes, it's on-site at the Loudon House this Saturday.
How exactly does this work? I mean, are you going to have walls available or big?
So it was really wonderful. One of our board members is Blake Ames, and she does all of these installations for different events. And she said, I have these big boards on wheels that you guys can use. So we're busy priming those and getting those ready. People have large surfaces to paint on, but they will not be painting on the Loudon House.
I was going to say.
It is a historic property, and they do not let us do that. The mural wall that we paint on is actually behind us on the community center, so the house will not be painted.
But we might throw some projections in the house. We did that last year. We had a really cool artist come and do some really interesting oil pigment installation where she threw color up on the Loudon House and it moved throughout the night. So it was really neat.
We're visiting with Stephanie Harris and Mark Mazingo of the Lexington Art League talking about Prohibition, the soft opening for their exhibit and the workshop at the Loudon House. And that is this weekend. But the big event is going to be on the 27th from 6 to midnight. And this is another one of the fourth Friday events. It's the opening and then also the after party.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So last year we did this. It was the first time that we had this, and it was really fun. We had a great turnout. So we're bringing that back this year. From 6 to 9 is kind of like your traditional fourth Friday. Sweet Lulu's will be providing food and drinks, and West 6th will be there on site selling product, and we'll have the DJ spinning, and the exhibit will be fully installed. Everything will be finished, and then from 9 to midnight, there will be an after party in the courtyard, and we'll have several DJs and more food and more drinks.
So I understand there's some integration of interior murals.
Yeah, so we're really excited about this year's exhibition. It kind of dawned on me last year. I was talking to a couple of the visiting artists, Patch Whiskey and Ghost Beard were their names. Ghost Beard, because he has a blonde beard.
Okay.
Super cool guy from Detroit. Anyway, So we were talking, and they said, you know, we have gallery works, too. It's a shame we didn't know that this show was happening. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So this would be a really great opportunity to kind of think differently about the exhibition. So the idea of integrating murals into the space and then filling that in with this beautiful, beautiful kind of survey of local street art, I thought that was a really interesting way to kind of continue to develop this opportunity in this exhibition. So we have three interior murals this year. They're being painted directly on the walls inside the Loudoun House. And the largest mural is done by an artist named Saeed Dawkins. He is here from Mexico City. I picked him up Friday evening. And he is just an extraordinarily sweet, sweet person, very kind. And he works in a kind of a very meditative way, although his music isn't very meditative. But he creates these large kind of mandala pieces. And so he's been spending hours working on this mural inside the Boyer Gallery. And then he'll also be starting a large piece out back. And then also Kiyotama will be doing an interior mural that'll be really like an installation because he's utilizing one of those turret spaces at the front of the building. So it'll really kind of be a three-dimensional space that people can walk into. And then Graham Allen, who's doing the mural workshop, is actually fixing a mural right on the main hallway. So I think it's, you know, every year we try to integrate a little bit more of what's happening on the street into the gallery. I think that's a good start. I would love to see larger installation projects, you know, continue to develop with this exhibition because I think it really shows kind of that breadth of, you know, this realm of public art. So when we're talking about street artists, when we're talking about artists that are operating outside of galleries, you know, oftentimes they're doing these works that are, you know, they're durational, and when they're gone, there's so many people that don't get to see them because they might be tucked away in some recess of a building or, you know, in a basement somewhere that only certain people get to go and see. So I think it's a really great, great way for us to continue developing opportunities for artists working within street art.
October 4th Friday events are usually legendary. Do you think there'll be anybody in costume or anything?
I hope
like
somebody comes in costume. Stephanie does not like to dress up herself, but we have always encouraged her to do so. And I have a box of wigs and hats if you want to borrow them. But and maybe I'll bring those to the party and people can just put things on if they want.
Sure.
We actually were just featured. We saw this morning, we were just featured. The Loudoun House was in the Hamburg Journal talking about
the ghosts that live
of
in
the Loudoun
house.
And I really have yet to see this black cat that everyone talks about, except for there is a black cat that lives right across the street.
Uh-huh.
So there's
that
a live black cat that
live
walks
black
around.
Cat,
so maybe
yeah.
That's what they see.
Yeah. I think anytime you see a black cat, it makes
it's
you
a bad omen.
Stop for a second.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was telling Stephanie, there's always these ghost stories about the Loudoun House, and there's one that you can smell this woman's perfume, and you know, you sometimes see a woman, and I think, well, sometimes Stephanie freshens up in the bathroom, and when she leaves for like an appointment, you can still smell her perfume. So maybe someone just happened to walk in, and that's what happened.
The source of the ghost.
Yes, it's actually
me.
Our executive director.
It's me. I'm the ghost.
I guess you guys don't do like ghost tours or anything like that then.
We don't. We do have a lot of calls for paranormal tours, but obviously since we utilize the space as an art gallery, it doesn't really suit what we do as an organization.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been walking tours outside on the grounds, and that's obviously welcome. But you know, we don't have any official ghost tours that happen.
Stephanie, you've been there a while. Have any paranormal experience? You can't say?
Oh, well, no, you know, I mean, I think that when you work in a house that's over 100 years old, especially if you're working by yourself in the morning and in the evening, I think that there's just, you know, it feels different. Spaces that are old like that feel different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when you first start working there, it takes a little bit of time to get used to.
Old homes settle. And,
yes, they settle.
Especially with wood and things like that. So there's always going to be creaking.
There's so much space to account mm-hmm. for. So if you're literally the only person there and it's 10:30 at night, you know, I think it's really easy
for you. Don't always feel alone.
No, you don't always feel alone. But, you know, I think if there is anything there, it's very friendly.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to enjoy our parties.
Yes.
Oh, they must. So. They must. And the art, too. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you always keep it lively, and it's always switched up. And, of course, it'll be very lively on the 27th. And, again, this is from 6 to midnight, another fourth Friday. Always have to ask, how do people find out about it?
people can find about the Fourth Friday on our Facebook at Lexington Art League. You can go on our website lexingtonartleague.org. You can give us a call, 859-254-7024. You can tune in to WKY and listen to all of the information about it. It's $5 general admission, and that gets you food, drinks, and lots of amazing artwork.
Prohibition happens now all across town in various locations, but the event, the big event, October 27th, the Fourth Friday event at the Loudon House with the after party. Thank you all so much for coming in and telling
thank
us about
so
the event.
Thanks for having us. Always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to The Art Beat. I'm Joe Conkright for 91.3 WUKY.